Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the question, of course, is, are the drug boat strikes legal? And if not, how do you make them legal? That is the question. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on this Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week. I hope you're having a wonderful day and had a great Thanksgiving. And we got a big, busy week ahead. This hour, I want to get into a bunch of stuff, including Lyme disease, because I've long said it's a bioweapon, and Dr. Marty McCarry was on a podcast talking about this very, very subject, so I want to get into that as well as the show goes on this hour as well. So the strikes on the drug boats, look, you got to understand, I believe the president should go to Congress, and I think he should ask Congress for authorization to take out these drug boats and these cartels and just protect himself legally. They'll give it to him. You put Democrats on the offensive against it. I just think we're playing with fire here. I really do. We're playing with fire, and you know me, the Constitution exists. It's a rule book. It's a playbook. The minute you got to start trying to figure out, like, legalese to justify this, justify that, just have Congress give you the authorization. You got the votes. It's not a declaration of war, but give the president authorization to take out the cartels, and then you're covered. And then this way, if the Democrats get back in charge, they have to impeach him over something else. I don't know. It just makes sense. He's going to keep doing it. So it's not like he's planning on stopping anytime soon. But then you're going to get into situations like you had where you have this Washington Post story that said the Secretary of Defense said kill them all. The administration obviously denies that. Then they said there were two survivors and the order was given to kill them. The administration's denying that that was the case. You're playing with constitutional fire here. You're playing with giving the Democrats something, and you're also, you know, just giving the media something. So think about it. If the Republicans pass a resolution authorizing the president for the use of force to go after the drug cartels in our hemisphere, then there you go. And then this way, if something goes wrong, well, he's covered. And he's, like I said, he's going to keep doing it. So, you know, it's long past the debate of whether or not he should. He's going to. So then just protect him legally. And that's the way to do it. Have Congress authorize it. I mean, there's too many issues here that you are just asking for trouble when inevitably something goes wrong, when inevitably they blow up a boat that is genuinely a commercial fishing boat and not a drug boat, and they can prove that it was a commercial fishing boat or something else or whatever. So, you know, just don't play into that. And that's the best way to do it. That's the best rock-solid way to do it. And that is also the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Here is the president denying the Washington Post report. This is cut 14. Take a listen.
both of those two events.
Do you have any concerns about how those boat strikes have been carried out at all?
Very little, because you can see the boats. You can see the drugs in the boats. And each boat is responsible for killing 25,000 Americans. So and they're doing an amazing job. And you know, we're getting, you just look at the numbers, the amount of drugs coming into our country by sea is infinitesimal compared to what it was just a few months ago.
So the Washington Post story, I mean, it's, you know, the administration's debunking it. They're saying it's ridiculous. And on this week with Jonathan Carl, they ran with this. I don't have time to play the clip right at this moment, but they, you know, they ran with this. And then Caroline Leavitt today addressed it as well, in addressing that it was fake news and saying that there's not at all what happened. And that's not the case, period. This is what she said today to the White House press corps, cut 19.
Thank you. Gabe.
Caroline, excuse me, regarding Venezuela, the president said yesterday that Secretary Hegseth had denied that that second strike, the reported second strike on an alleged drug boat on September 2nd, the secretary said to the president that that didn't happen. But to clarify, I just wanted to clear this up. In his social media posts, Secretary Hegseth didn't go into details about that strike. He just said U.S. operations in the area were lawful, and he said that the story and media reports were fabricated. So to be clear, does the administration deny that that second strike happened, or did it happen and the administration denies that Secretary Hegseth gave the order?
The latter is true, Abe, and I have a statement to read for you here. President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have made it clear that presidentially designated narco-terrorist groups are subject to lethal targeting in accordance with the laws of war. With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated. And I would just add one more point to remind the American public why these lethal strikes are taking place. Because this administration has designated these narco-terrorists as foreign terrorist organizations. The president has a right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America and if they are bringing illegal narcotics that are killing our citizens at a record rate, which is what they are doing. And under the previous administration, there was enough fentanyl trafficked into our country to kill every American man, woman, and child many times over. And so that.
So just give the authorization, and then you don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that complicated, in my opinion. This is the follow-up to that. Reporter asking if Admiral Bradley was the one who gave the order for a second strike, cut 20.
So that's why you've seen a drastic difference in this administration's policy with respect to the last. And it's one of the many reasons the American public reelected this president and support this Secretary of War in conducting these strikes.
So to be clear, to clarify, Admiral Bradley was the one who gave that order for a second strike.
And he was well within his authority to do so.
And a separate question. The president several days ago said it was his intention to.
All right, so that's that. And then Jackie Heinrich asked the follow-up question to that follow-up question, cut 21.
Jackie.
Thank you, Caroline. Following up on Gabe's question, you said that the follow-up strike was lawful. Mm-hmm. What law is it that allows no survivors?
The strike conducted on September 2nd was conducted in self-defense to protect Americans and vital United States interests. The strike was conducted in international waters and in accordance with the law of armed conflict.
And then on this pardon for the Honduran president.
All right, so there you go. There'll be a lot more on this, no doubt about it, and that is what we will be talking about throughout the week. Okay, let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends at Emmons, and why you should use them. All right, first of all, American products. We're all about America. Love American, buy American, build American. Emmons is a great local company, and they use American-made roofing products. In fact, the Owens Corning shingle is the best in the business. Emmons is platinum certified, and Emmons is that. What does platinum certified mean? It means you get a lifetime warranty. A lifetime warranty on your roof and a lifetime warranty on the workmanship as well. In addition to that, you also have with Emmons, you have the American-made windows and doors, siding, CertainTeed siding made right in our area, Hella Doors and Windows, made by the Amish in Ohio. Anderson Windows, made in America. Now, they do kitchen and bathroom remodeling as well, and they're going to be remodeling our kids' bathroom right after the first of the year. We're going to get started on that project. I'm excited. I know they'll do a great job, as they did in my old house. Did a phenomenal job, and I'm so excited about the fact that, yeah, you know what? I know Emmons is going to do great work for me. So reach out to them. You'll get a free consultation. They'll walk through the project with you. They've got great design experts, and their work is always guaranteed. Our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore, how's that roof coming? Talk about tomorrow being the first snowfall. I mean, it's going to be nothing, I think. It's going to be like, you know, a little bit. But anyway, I think you definitely want to reach out to them before it gets too bad. Because when it does, well, you know what? You're going to wish you had Emmons and wish you had that great team with you by your side. So trust the Platinum Certified Owens Corning Contractor. The Owens Corning Shingle, the best. Emmons, my great friends, Matt Kelly and his whole team, there for you every step of the way. Trust them with your home. Trust them with your business. Emmons has a great commercial division as well. So trust the name that I trust, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Engineered bioweapons, HIV and Lyme disease? Wait, what? Well, no, I'm not surprised at all. We've been saying Lyme disease is a bioweapon on this show for years and years and years because Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey, considered to be one of the most reasonable members of Congress, respected on both sides of the aisle, has been saying so for years and years and years, that Lyme disease, the tick-borne illness, was actually not born in ticks, but born in a lab, and potentially then the same with HIV. Dr. Marty Makary sat down with Patrick Bet-David on his podcast show and went into a lot of different things about this. And you know, the whole thing about HIV is that it came from a monkey, right? That was always what we always heard. It was a monkey, and somebody had sex with a monkey in Africa, and it spread. And he said there's a high degree of probability that it could have come out in a lab. There's this new documentary out called Thank You, Dr. Fauci. And in that documentary, they argue that HIV was cooked up in gain-of-function labs on the African continent, and then it escaped. Now, look, I mean, I think you'd have to be an idiot to think at this point that COVID came from a bat that was not engineered. I mean, it may have come from a bat in some way, shape, or form, but it came from a lab using bats. Like, it wasn't a wild bat. It wasn't an undercooked bat burger. It wasn't a motorboat. It wasn't Jack the Ripper. It was a shark. No, it was a lab. And we know this now. I mean, we know this. So what about Lyme disease? So New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith has been looking into this for years. I've had him on the show. We've talked about this in the past. And he said it. Yeah. He said, absolutely, 100%. It's lab made. It's a bioweapon. And it makes sense if you think about it. It's the kind of thing where it's done to cause people lots of fatigue and malaise, and physically they're not able to use a lot of their muscles. You can drop ticks quite easily if you engineer this thing. You can put them onto a battlefield or find another way to transmit the virus. I mean, we don't know if they were also planning on using the ticks, using the virus in other ways too. I mean, we just obviously don't know that. It's prevalent, and it is very problematic for the people that I know that have had it, struggle with it their entire life. And it's no fun. It's no fun. If you have it, I'm so sorry to hear that, because I always make the joke about checking for ticks, but you gotta, in certain parts of the, like particularly North Jersey, for example, and mountainous areas, the Poconos, anywhere where there's a lot of mountains and deer, because they live on deer, these deer ticks. But what Fauci says here is pretty, I'm sorry, what McCarry says here in this podcast is pretty fascinating. Take a listen to this, speaking about Lyme.
I don't know where HIV came from, but how many people have Lyme disease, including people we know? Mm-hmm. Where did Lyme disease come from? I can tell you with a high degree of probability, it came from Lab 257 on Plum Island, just outside of Connecticut, 25 miles from Lyme, Connecticut, where the first case was described. How do we know that? First of all, you can read the book Bitten. It's a great book. When the Nazi war criminal doctors were executed in Nuremberg, at least one of them was spared and brought to the United States so that he could, you know, his mind could be used by the U.S. military for so-called biodefense.
They took a lot of these Nazi scientists back to America, Operation Paperclip. I've read the book Bitten. I also read the book Operation Paperclip. In fact, we had the author on the show when the book came out. I mean, we were still in Bala back then. So, no, we were 400 Market Street, I think. I'm pretty sure. So that was the first iteration of Afternoon Drive. Well, fascinating. I mean, we had some of the top researchers, engineers, scientists. We brought them back to America to work on things for us. Makes sense, obviously, if you think about it, because you want brightest minds. And if they're working for the enemy and now they're going to work for you. It's also a great subplot in the movie Captain America, the Winter Soldier. But I digress. Sorry, back to McCarry.
And they put him on Plum Island, and he had said very openly,
Plum Island, if you are a trivia buff, if we still did a movie contest on the show, if I was allowed to legally, then I would say to you, what deranged cannibal was going to be given time on Plum Island Animal Research Facility to be able to enjoy walks on the beach with heavily armed security? And of course, you would say Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. That's all. I would play that as the movie clip of the day, and you'd win a prize. We don't do these things. If I did these things, that's what I would do. Just saying. All right, keep going.
That he believed an incredible form of biowarfare was infecting ticks. And that's what Lyme disease is. And then it shows up 25 miles away. And by the way, that's not the only thing that showed up close by. They found half rat, half deer carcasses on in the Hamptons, the last town.
Montauk.
Yeah, it showed washed up in Montauk. This is like in the 90s. What the hell's going on there? Again, a bunch of mad scientists doing things. And all these people have Lyme disease. How many physicians know that it came from Lab 257, that Lyme disease came from? Approximately 1%, right? Because these are things we are never honest with ourselves. That just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. And sometimes we can cause more harm than we can good by messing with Mother Nature.
And we're still doing it. We're still doing gain-of-function research. We're still doing these things. In fact, I saw Justin Goodman from the White Coat Waste Project post about that. We're still doing these things. I mean, why? I have no idea.
Plum Island Animal Disease Research Center. Sounds charming.
That's only part of the island. There's very, very nice beach. Terns nest there. There's beautiful...
Terns? If I help you, Clarice, it will be turns with us, too. Quid pro quo. I tell you things, you tell me things. Not about this case, though. About yourself.
Just so good. Congressman Chris Smith recently pushing forward his Tick Act. September 15th, actually, of this year. This guy has been like a dog with a bone on this. I mean, good for him. Representative Chris Smith, this is from Tap Into, and he put a press release out about this, has the effort to bring more attention and funding for Lyme disease patients and treatment in Congress since 1998. With Lyme disease surging across the country and New Jersey among the state's hardest hit, Representative Chris Smith has reintroduced the bipartisan Tick Act, a measure designed to strengthen federal support for research, prevention, and treatment of tick-borne illnesses. The bill, called TICS, Identity Control Knockout Act, is sponsored in the House by Chris Smith, along with a Democrat from Texas, Tom Kane Jr. of New Jersey, another Democrat of New York. Susan Collins of Maine is the leading effort in the Senate. $10 million to fund regional centers of excellence where public health professionals would expand research and training. And another $20 million for grants to states most at risk to improve prevention efforts and local response. Lyme and other tick-borne diseases are exploding in the United States, particularly in my home state of New Jersey, where the CDC recorded over 7,000 new cases in 2023 alone. He's the chair of the co-chair of the House Lyme Disease Caucus. Now, it is a hotspot in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, too. And as I mentioned to you, North Jersey in particular, Monmouth County, which is the, I'd say, the northern shore county, but Ocean, which, depending on which part of Ocean you're in, could be North Jersey or South Jersey, and then Sussex and Morris counties are the most affected. And Smith has led multiple efforts in laws and amendments to address tick-borne illness, including the creation of the CDC's first national public health strategy to prevent and control vector-borne diseases in people. But obviously, I think the real question, of course, of where this came from. And back in 2021, when the Democrats were in charge of the Senate, they blocked an effort by Chris Smith to investigate whether Lyme disease came from a Pentagon research laboratory. The Senate refused to go along with the House-passed provision to have the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, look into whether the Pentagon considered using ticks and other infected with Lyme disease as bioweapons, and whether they were released outside of any laboratory by accident or experiment design. He said he was disappointed at the opportunity lost for thousands of New Jersey residents who suffer from chronic Lyme disease and their loved ones. He offered his amendment as questions continued to be raised about whether COVID-19 escaped from a Chinese research laboratory. This article is 2021. The House had voted to add his amendment into it, but then it was struck down from the Senate. 300,000 new cases of Lyme disease are diagnosed annually, according to a December 2020 report. That was back then. As you can imagine, a lot's changed since then, clearly. One thing is very clear, though. This gain-of-function research stuff is still going on. And the White Coat Waste Project, Justin Goodman, who's been on the show a bunch of times. In fact, Matt, we should get him back on the show soon. They are still funding dangerous animal experiments with infected ticks as they search for mRNA vaccines. A recipe for disaster, straight out of Dr. Fauci's cookbook. Your tax dollars are paying labs to import deadly incurable viruses and breed colonies of infected ticks to sicken lab animals and farm animals for mRNA vaccine experiments. Just freaking gross. Earlier this year, a White Coat Waste Project investigation prompted Trump's Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to cancel a million-dollar Biden-era bird flu gain-of-function collaboration between the USDA and the Wuhan-linked Chinese experimenters. Why the hell would we do anything with Wuhan? Anything! So we're breeding ticks for mRNA viruses. Is that insane or what? Huh? Is that insane or what? I'm just saying. I think it is so scary that we're still in this place right now. I'm still doing these kind of things. Good news, though, is that the Trump administration is continuing their efforts to save lab animals. Trump administration is once again spearheading efforts to eliminate cruel, costly, and unnecessary animal testing across federal agencies while prioritizing the retirement of lab animals to sanctuaries and homes, which is good. And that started last month. And the EPA is also doing this, too, phasing out animal testing by 2035, according to the White Coat Waste Project. Oh, speaking of which, the Zioli dog operation is in full swing. I can't get into details, and I can't. You know, it stinks, man. We live in this time now. I used to post so many videos of my kids, pictures of my kids. Every time I run into somebody, too, somebody's always saying, like, oh, I love your Cooking with Reagan videos. When can we get another one? I don't know. We live in a crazy time. There are crazy people out there, and not only that. And somebody was like, well, you're not as big as Charlie Kirk. What are you worried about? Well, maybe one day I will be. But no, it's about protecting my children. But also, too, it's AI. Somebody put a video out. Oh, I know. You know who did, actually? Sonny. Chef Sonny. I won't say his full name in case he doesn't want to get any grief. But my man, Chef Sonny, sent me this picture and or this video, I should say. And it's all about how, and they put this video together of them taking pictures of children from Facebook and all these other things and then turning them into AI videos and distorting them and using all these things. So I don't know. I sent it to Bridget this morning. I was like, cause she hasn't been posting on Facebook in a long time. We're kind of like, I think at this point, we're just on a social media hiatus when it comes to that. Now, I'm promoting the hell out of myself, obviously, when you go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Rich Zioli Show. You'll see all the clips from last week, the various Fox News clips, and when I'm back on America's Newsroom this week, whether it's tomorrow or Thursday, it's kind of up in the air this week. This is a funky time of year, too. But anyway, and then Friday night after the Eagles game, from the van down by the river in the driveway, I was going to wear a green tie, too. Well, so I got all dressed up, you know, for the game, and I was wearing the tie and a sweater, and then I took it off in disgust and put on a blue tie after the game. I'm sure people did worse things, but that was my protest. My protest was taking off the green tie. I didn't know timing-wise if I'd be able to get back in time to do the hit and if I'd have to leave early, but after that ass show of a game, I would have left early just on purpose if I needed to, but I didn't have to because my hit wasn't until 7:50 with Lisa Booth Friday night. But what a freaking, I mean, first of all, you know, and Patrick and his cousin and then my father-in-law, and we're freezing our you-know-what's off. That doesn't help the situation. I'm just saying, you know, when you're freezing your you-know-what's off, and it doesn't help the situation when we're losing because every time it's cold, it stings a little bit more. Am I right? I'm just saying. It stings just a tad more. Every time, a little bit more. That's all I'm saying. Just a little bit more. All right, more to come in our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD as we get ready to turn it over to Jimmy Failla, the man himself for Fox Across America. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Last week, President Trump said Cash Patel's not going anywhere. He said that's crazy. I always wonder, whenever they say you're not going anywhere, how soon until you're done? Miranda Devine today with an explosive piece to the New York Post. Patel Bongino cashing heat. A new 115-page report describes the FBI under the leadership of Director Cash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino as a rudderless ship and all effed up. That's over the past 6 months. Brutal. According to Miranda Devine, FBI Director Cash Patel is facing withering criticism from an alliance of active duty and retired agents and analysts days after the White House denied media reports that the president is about to fire him. First of all, if you're Bongino, I don't think you want to be there long anyway. I'm sure he's missing his podcast and his making millions of dollars. But I don't know. I think the problem with Washington is that these stories get leaked. Immediately, the White House circles the wagons around them. But then you kind of know, well, it's probably any day now. And it doesn't help that we're how long since Butler and we still don't have answers. And then it turns out that the FBI was lying to us. The Epstein debacle and how that was handled. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things don't help. And so when this story comes out, and Miranda Devine writes this and says, a troubling new report on the first 6 months of Patel's leadership concludes that he is in over his head, and his deputy Dan Bongino is something of a clown. The Patel-led FBI is described in the 115-page report as a rudderless ship, and it's all effed up. Patel is described by multiple internal sources as inexperienced, with one source saying he has neither the breadth of experience nor the bearing an FBI director needs to be successful. Now, Miranda Devine, normally I would ignore this kind of stuff, but you see, Devine is the one who broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. She's usually right about everything she writes. Between her and Susan Crabtree, you know, they got the whole Butler thing. They nailed that. But I just will say this, though, and you have to take this with a grain of salt. Our friend Brooke Singman from Fox News Digital got an interview with Bongino and Patel last week, or the week before Thanksgiving. And Miranda Devine was not happy about it. And she was tweeting about it and saying how unhappy she was with it. So, yeah, is this a little bit about that? You know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm just saying hell hath no fury. You know what I mean? And the other thing, too, about this is that somebody has to take the fall for how the Epstein thing was handled. Somebody has to go down for that. And I think that that's also the nature of Washington and how it works. The nature of Washington and how it works is that somebody always inevitably gets their head on the chopping block, winds up falling. You take the fall for this kind of stuff. And the reason why is because you've got agents, and it's the same thing with Butler, too. There are agents and there are other people around. They turn around and they go, unless we can pin this on somebody, it's going to all come back to the White House right now. And the only thing that's working right now are the immigration raids, the rollback of DEI policies. They said that is also really, really great. But to demonstrate the internal resistance facing Patel, the report says Trump derangement syndrome remains alive and well under left-leaning factions embedded within the ranks of the FBI, and FBI personnel openly expressed disdain for the president. One source blames past recruitment priorities, which prioritized hiring teachers who were more left-leaning in their personal views. Televisions and FBI field offices are reported to be tuned to leftist channels, MS Now and CNN, but not Fox News. The report, subtitled A Pulse Check on the First 6 Months of Patel's Leadership, will be presented to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees this week. It was never intended to be a hit piece in any way, say the authors who requested anonymity to avoid jeopardizing their positions, but the anecdotal reporting from FBI personnel skewed 80-20 negative. I will say something, too, which is the fact that the idea that you could have people in the FBI who are still there undermining Patel and undermining Bongino is something that I believe fully 100%. I mean, it takes a long time to get rid of these swamp creatures. And they're good at hiding. I mean, they're a lot of them for these career FBI people, they're very good at hiding. And bureaucrats circle the wagons around bureaucrats. I've told you that before many, many times. FBI special agents at the Salt Lake City field office busy working on the Charlie Kirk case had to stop and ask around to find an FBI raid jacket, a medium-sized one that would fit, because the FBI director didn't have an FBI jacket with him and he wanted to wear one when they got off the plane in Utah on the day of Kirk's assassination. When a jacket belonging to a female agent was delivered to Patel on the plane, he complained that the two areas on the upper sleeves did not have Velcro patches attached. He would not leave the plane until he had two patches to cover those areas. So members of an FBI SWAT team took patches off their uniforms and ran. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe any of that. Like, he made that big of a deal about a freaking jacket? I don't know. That doesn't pass the smell test to me. But apparently he had a tirade and yelled at the special agent in charge, Robert Bowles. And then Bongino called him to apologize, saying that that never should have happened, according to the source. Alpha 99 is the source, also said Patel did a disservice to the FBI by breaking with bureau tradition and norms by taking credit for the good work by other agencies in the Kirk case, and seemed to imply the results achieved in the investigation would not have been possible without Patel's involvement. Another situation, that internal fighting, that internal strife between agencies, the Secret Service versus the FBI versus the ATF, and blah, 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 that stuff I do believe. There's no doubt about that. That happens all the time. We know that. We know that because that's just the nature of people stepping on each other's you-know-whats. You know what I mean? People stepping on each other's you-know-whats. Jacket thing sounds stupid, though. But Patel was apparently upset when he heard about a discussion that took place among a few dozen FBI personnel about his request that he be issued an FBI firearm. When details of the discussion were leaked, I'd want a piece, too, if I were him. I'm just saying, obviously, I assume the FBI director had a gun. I would get one if I were the FBI director. Hell yeah, that's like the first thing I would do when I walked in there. Be like, who's got my gun? Like, well, the director doesn't typically have one because he's got bodyguards and they screw that. I'm getting a piece. A government issued, whatever you guys have. I would guess, but I'm sure Road Warrior would chime in and tell me how I'm wrong about the gun that I'm guessing for the FBI agent. So I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to simply say, if I were the FBI director, I would want I'd want a gun. That's all. The authors of this piece say they would like nothing more than for the FBI and Patel to succeed for the greater good in the nation, but redemption and resurrection of this proud agency will never be achieved unless there is full transparency to expose critical, cultural, and operational deficiencies. They conclude by advising the notoriously thin-skinned Patel and Bongino to heed their criticism if they want to succeed. Oof. Now, how much of that is Miranda Devine angry that they gave an interview to Brooke Singman? Because I was talking to someone last week at Fox when I was up there doing radio, and that person said that they thought Miranda's comments were a little bit over the top. Like, she was really visibly angry that Brooke got the interview. So how much of this is a little smack up at them? Like, oh, okay, you don't want to sit down with me? All right, well, I'll write a piece. Huge piece in the New York Post. And then we'll let the chips fall where they may. I don't know. The problem for Pam Bondi, why I say Pam Bondi's probably not going anywhere anytime soon. President's very loyal to her. Those are all the bodies are buried, I think probably even more so than Patel and Bongino do, as they say. I don't mean there's actually bodies, but I mean, there might be. Oh, and speaking of bodies, The Beast and Me on Netflix. Hat tip to our buddy Susie Cool for that recommendation. It's with the guy from The Americans, Matthew Rhys. And it's with, what's her name? Carrie, what's her face, from Homeland? It was always crying all the time. You know what I mean? She always got that quiver in her face. So, and the show's outstanding, by the way. It is great. Really good. Claire Danes. What did I say? Carrie? Claire Danes. Matthew Rhys. I don't know. Let me know what you think. I'm always searching for good shows. So I always like to give good shows if I can. I always like to give a good rating and a good recommendation when I can. I think it's important to do. I feel like I'm helping out. I feel like I'm doing my part. I would tell you 100% stay away from, there's a dumb show called All Her Fault. I think a lot of the problem with these shows, to be quite honest with you, is that most of these things can be done in a 90-minute movie, but they got to drag it out for 9-10 episodes, and they do pointless subplots and character development. It doesn't add to the story. It just drags it out. This show, The Beast and Me, did not do that, but other shows do that. And I remember watching that other show, All Her Fault, and turning to Bridget halfway through, and I'm like, this could have been a 90-minute movie. Now that saying like, this could have been an email, this could have been a 90-minute movie. There's no need for this. There's no reason to have this. Just going on so friggin' long. And then, and it ends, and it's like, all right, that's it. All that, 10 episodes, 10 hours of my life, gone. The problem with streaming services nowadays is they got to hook you into staying, and they don't. They're not generating enough new content, so if they get a show, they got to drag it out every week. And quite frankly, for me, with my level of impatience, I'm now at the point where I don't want to wait a week. I used to, because that's how we all, I mean, at least my generation, we grew up that way. Sunday nights, make a big pot of sauce, watch The Sopranos, or maybe some gravy if you threw some meat in there. And you'd wait, and that, you'd look forward to that. Sunday was an event. You'd look forward to that. You'd go, okay, it's Sunday night. We're going to watch The Sopranos. You get together. You do that. It's fantastic. The problem now is that I'm spoiled. I don't want to wait a friggin' week. So like with Landman, I decided after the first episode, I'm not going to watch any more episodes until I've got a bunch to watch. I don't want to have to wait till, I don't want to look forward to Sundays. Besides just my family, I don't want to look forward to television on a Sunday. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to have to wait a whole freaking week and be like, oh, is it Sunday yet? Because Sunday night at 9 p.m., it means Monday is right around the corner. You get my drift, right? I will tell you this, though. Christmas Vacation, I mentioned this earlier in the show today, came out today, 1989, December 1st, 1989. It still holds up so great. And I was really excited because my son Patrick loved it. And he told me, he's like, Dad, I watched Christmas Vacation. I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, I feel like I should have watched it with him first, but it's okay. Watch it at his friend's house for a sleepover. He's 11. It's PG-13. I'm fine with that. But it really holds up well. We watch that movie, Bridget and I, every year when we decorate our tree, which we did yesterday after getting it from a Christmas tree farm to support our farmers, obviously. Because that's what you got to do. And speaking of Christmas, don't forget, December 19th, we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. That's right. Our next live show, and it's going to be a spectacular one, a spectacular Christmas spectacular on ice at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come to the show and hang out with us. And that's going to be December 19th. Christmas is a great time to be in Cape May. There's such a great spirit in the air. It really is a beautiful, beautiful thing. All right. So do that. Mark that down. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.